Welcome to this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. I'm your host, Bob Ross. Today we continue our series dealing with Bainbridge Island Metro Park and Recreation District, what it is, its history, and some of the exciting new things happening right now and over the next several months. Today, we welcome back Board Chair of the Park Commissioners, Don Jano. Don, welcome. And who did you bring with you today?
Hi, Bob. Nice to see you again. Yes, today I have Asaf Glosser, and he is an interim park commissioner for us, and we are thrilled to have him. So,
happy to be here.
Yeah. Asaf, what does interim park commissioner mean?
It means that the person elected to the position that I hold currently resigned in the spring, and the park had a bunch of things it was dealing with, and they needed a fifth commissioner, and so I was appointed by the existing commissioners to see through a term through the end of December. And so we are actually recording this several hours from when we might know who the permanent board member will be, who will take the position in January.
Okay. You sort of answered my next question already in terms of how you got appointed, but what do you bring to the group in terms of your perspective and background and how you think about things in terms of parks?
I came to the park board and applied for the position largely as an active user of the parks and someone who's really excited about what they could be for folks in my position on the island, in particular families with kids, school-age children. So I've been pretty involved in the community a number of other ways over the course of the last few years, sitting on various city volunteer committees. I was on the board of the local synagogue and had a couple things finishing up, and this sounded like a really nice way to remain involved in an organization that was really important to me and my family.
You sound like a pretty active, community-oriented person.
I'm working on it. I don't know. I reflect on the fact that living in a small town, smaller community, that you have the opportunity to help create what it is. I've lived in big cities where I feel like, you know, one of thousands, one of millions, where sort of the relative voice an individual citizen has is small. And here, I think things get done because people do it. We're sitting in these beautiful offices in BARN, not because of some powerful external force, but sort of boots on the ground of folks for whom it mattered.
Well, Asaf, you sound like you're very committed to community-oriented things. What is your background?
So professionally, I study social policy. I work for a small research firm looking primarily at employment programs and the like. And then personally, my wife and I moved to Bainbridge first in 2005 or so. She grew up in the area in Olympic Peninsula in Kitsap County and graduated BHS. And she successfully dragged me out here about 15 years ago now and lived on Bainbridge for a bit in Seattle, and we've been back here probably 6 or 7 years.
What are some things you've, as a interim parks commissioner, what are some things you've learned? How have your horizons been broadened, so to speak?
So I came to the park board as a user, and a relatively active one. My kids have done swimming lessons and sailing lessons and ceramics. But what I've come to see about the parks is sort of there are a number of different pillars on which it stands that makes it the organization that I think of it. Obviously, there are the sort of facilities and the programs, and I'm sort of always impressed by that. And I think my time on the board has really just enhanced that. But one of the things that the position is given me a lot more insight into is the staff, the folks that make parks run. Mm-hmm. There's a really massive infrastructure that parks is responsible for, both in terms of land and facilities, and a relatively small team that makes that go and does it exceptionally well from my perspective. So I think, you know, one of the things that I've learned is both the breadth of the offerings and what it takes to keep that running.
My partner and I are big hikers, and so coming to Bainbridge Island and discovering the resource of trails is, you know, is pretty eye-opening and amazing. We've been discovering new ones all the time, even after being here, you know, several years now, well, 5 or 6. And so when you mentioned that, I was just kind of blown away. The trails themselves are pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fortunate enough to live on the edge of the Grand Forest, and so sort of pretty much every day, myself, my wife, someone in my family are walking those trails. What's been really exciting about this position is, so I'm also on the trails subcommittee, and I'm one of the liaisons to the Bainbridge Parks Foundation, and so I've gotten a lot of insight as to what it takes to build that trail network and maintain it. And so there's sort of, feels like every meeting I go to, there's a new easement they're talking about. There's a new trail that's getting developed. My son and I went to a work party 2 weeks ago for a new trail over on Bolero that's going to connect over to Country Club. And we're out clearing brush with a bunch of volunteers on a Saturday morning. And so every time my now 10-year-old walks that for the next however long, he'll look at these individual sections and sort of like, I cleared it, you know, I moved that fern.
Give us an overview of how the commission works. I mean, how often do you guys meet? You know, what kind of direction do you give to the working element of, you know, the day-to-day operations?
So I think the easiest point of reference for folks would be city council, where you have elected officials, myself notwithstanding as an appointee, who oversee staff who are responsible for the operations of parks. And so I think about it in many ways as an advisory responsibility, but advisory with a pretty binding voice. So my job is, our job, is not to run the parks department, but it's to equip them to make good decisions and to affirm and reaffirm those. So this right now we're in the midst of budgeting, and so you have heads of the departments trying to figure out what their costs are going to be for the next year, what the revenues are going to be, and then it's our responsibility to vote on that budget. Similarly, we get regular updates from staff and their policies that need to be changed, and it falls to the five commissioners to vote on those.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're working on the budget now, and this is a yearly process, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So is there a lot of interaction between the commissioners and maybe the staff? Do you do some like interviewing or talking with staff members to get to learn more about certain things? I would use a trail as an example. I imagine the trail budget itself is pretty amazing.
So there's a few interesting nuances that are in many ways specific to Washington State about the type of communication that one can have when you're sitting in an elected office. So one of which is that you can't actually have a majority of park commissioners sort of in the same room talking about the same thing unless it's legally noticed as a meeting. And so the way in which we interact is relatively regimented to ensure that the public has full view into what's happening and a voice in that. And so that being said, there are opportunities, the primary ones being regular board meetings, usually twice per month, that are an opportunity for the commissioners to discuss the issues at hand, whether it be the budget or policy changes or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And I think if I can just piggyback on what Asaf said, it really is important. The three of us can't even meet for coffee. Like three board members can't really technically bump into each other in town and sit down and have a cup of coffee together, in case that would be seen as maybe influencing the board majority in one way or the other.
Oh, Well, I've learned something new here. And so what about the regular meetings? Are those open to the public?
Yep, they are. For the entirety of my time on the board, they've been virtual via Zoom. Mm-hmm. But in normal times, they're in person. And they're open to the public. There's agendas that are posted in advance. Each agenda item opportunity exists for public to make comment on it. And I mean, even in my short term on the board, we've had several issues that have emerged that have really brought out substantial comment from the public, strong voices in a number of different directions. And I think as a commissioner, it's really important to hear directly from people about what matters to them and why.
Yeah, sure.
Our board meetings are the first and third Thursday of every month.
Oh, okay. And those are advertised?
Mm-hmm, they're advertised, but that's a consistently regular schedule if people were curious.
Mm-hmm. And those are still done by Zoom, right?
Yes. Probably that will change in January. We're looking at a couple of different methods to continue to engage the community as best we can because people are now comfortable with those Zoom meetings and tuning in while they're having dinner or making dinner with their families. So.
What are some of the more rewarding things you've experienced in this job?
So I would go back to the opportunity to learn more about the Parks Department and what it entails and how it sort of exists for the community. So getting to know staff, getting to know my fellow commissioners, and frankly being forced to understand the scope of the Parks Department and the services it provides, the facilities it has. I think it's also really exciting. I was fortunate enough to be on the board during the acquisition of the Burke, the rec center, which I see as this huge asset for the community and opening up a really substantial number of new opportunities for recreation and community engagement. And so being able to vote yes for the acquisition of that and being part of that was really, I consider myself very fortunate.
Yeah. Yeah, personally, I think that was a great move for the community. It's very exciting. I'm in the process of making it a part of my life.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there were real stated need and the desire in the community, I should say, for indoor recreation space. So whether it's tennis, whether it's athletic facilities, whether it's basketball courts, and there are a number of options that have been explored over the years, but this was sitting there for us right now. And everyone that I've talked to so far has just been really enthusiastic about the opportunities it presents.
Well, as interim commissioner, where do you go from here?
At some point, I'm going to start having business trips and commuting regularly. And so the timing of this was such that, I mean, it's hard to fit a position like this into one's day-to-day life, I think. I look at the amount of time that Dawn and some of the other commissioners spend doing this, and it's really a substantial commitment. And so the only reason I felt comfortable applying for this was the time-limited duration.
I see.
It was a really unique opportunity, I think. Asaf is sort of maybe putting it mildly. We had over 10, well, we had 15, about, excuse me, we had about 12 applicants for this interim role. And so we had a whole host of really qualified, wonderful folks. And I think Asaf really fit the bill on so many levels, and he's just been a fantastic asset for us because the learning curve for this position is steep. So you have, like, you know, as he was referring to, just sort of the breadth and the depth and getting the scope of who our partners are and who we work with in the community. It's a tremendous learning curve, and Asaf just kind of has been able to come in with boots on the ground, and I really, really appreciate that.
Thanks.
I do.
I tried.
We want to keep them.
And so when is your interim position up?
I'm pretty sure it's the end of the last day of December.
Yes, because at the first board meeting in January, we will swear in the new, we'll swear in three commissioners that night.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Asaf, thank you so much for coming to this edition of What's Up, Bainbridge.
I have to ask him a question.
Oh, sure. Please do.
What's your favorite park?
My favorite park is probably Williams Olson. So there's a lovely little beach there that the park acquired probably 5 or 10 years ago. And we knew the family that owned it before it was sold to the park. And my wife and I actually had a rehearsal dinner for our wedding there. And so every time I get to go down there with my kids to go swim or kayak, I think about getting married there or getting married, the rehearsal dinner there. So, yeah.
All connected.
Yeah. Lovely afternoon sun too. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And the name of that park again?
Williams Olson Park.
Okay.
Yeah. So over off of...
Miller.
Yeah.
I think it's Miller.
Yeah.
Miller when it's
Cora-ish,
there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Easy to find on your beautiful new map.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. I love that.
And I believe it also has kayak storage down there as well.
Kayak storage and a newly resurfaced pickleball court.
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh, great. Beautiful.
But not much parking, so maybe I shouldn't have said all this.
We're outing all the good spots. Yeah.
Asaf, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, it was great meeting you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Dawn, thank you for being back.
Thank you, Bob.
And thank you for joining us today on this edition of What's Up, Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.